Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 2-8. The Day of 7, Part 6. Imposters, or Don't Click That Link. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 17th day of the 10th month. Dear Dan, I think it was in late October 1999 that Em and I were at a birthday gathering at her parents'. We were gathered in the living room talking about a recent political initiative to be put before the voters. It had to do with reducing the vehicle car tabs to $30. The discussion varied, and part of the talk centered on how it would become difficult for people that relied on the bus system, since a large part of the transportation budget came from vehicle license tabs. I brought up the subject that I believed that God would provide for all our needs, regardless of the tax structure. That provided an opportunity to talk of God's love, and I spoke of Jesus specifically. Then, I believe the Holy Spirit moved my full attention to my mother-in-law. I said to her, after speaking the name of Jesus, quote, "And he loves you, P3, unquote. Passionately, passionately," I repeated. While I was speaking these words, I observed a strange expression come on the face of P3. She turned up her nose and turned her head slightly to one side at the name of Jesus, as if what I had just said was repugnant. The other thing that happened when I started speaking the name Jesus was that my father-in-law got up and left the room, being motivated by a spirit of deceit. One of the guests at the party commented on whether I was one of those born-agains. I confirmed his assessment with words from the Holy Spirit. "Well spoken," was his reply. I believe it likely that Gabe was prophesying through him at that moment. I was just plain scared at what I saw. As I write this, I believe that the event occurred prior to the events in Letter 24. I remember it was this strange revelation that the Lord used to get my attention and to inform me soon after of the spirit of witchcraft that was living at my parents-in-law house. Another revelation that occurred was how the use of the terms Mom and Dad with my own parents had been hijacked. It turned out that the years of living on property that was infested with demons had taken its toll on my own family's relationship. Somehow, demons were able to intercept those terms of endearment, and whenever I called on the phone and greeted my folks with, "Hi, Mom," or "Hi, Dad," I would get weird answers. I don't remember what they were, but I do remember what the Lord's remedy was. He directed me to use both my mom and dad's proper names, CB6 and CS4. This worked, as the demons were used to hearing me use the terms that they had hijacked. It bypassed their expectation, but it did hurt both my parents for the short time that I used their proper names, since their son was no longer calling them Mom and Dad. After a month or so after this revelation, Jesus delivered my folks and their property completely from demons, and I was able to use Mom and Dad again without any evil attachments to those terms. This is not unlike someone attaching a link to a virus or a Trojan in an email. Click on it and you're screwed. Oh, unless you're using an Apple computer, of course. They have immunity. I think things like this happen a lot without people knowing it. So, sometimes the entire hard drive needs to be reformatted to completely clean the operating system. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. My in-laws were also delivered from demons later on and are still under protective custody unto their salvation.
She's all charged up. You can leave whenever you want.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Just go.
Prepare to clear life pod mooring. Forklift standing by to assist transport.
We're not done with each other yet. You know that.
We will tell others what we've seen.
Without proof, who's going to believe you?
It doesn't matter if they believe us. Sooner or later, the truth's gonna come out. The truth is
out of fashion.
Mr. Eilerson just finished his analysis of this weapon. It's useless. No charge whatsoever. That's why we couldn't pick it up with our scanners.
Then you were never in any danger?
None whatsoever. I wanted him to grab the gun, and I wanted you to think the threat was serious. But I'm not about to put my own life in danger.
All right, look, I don't know what kind of game you're playing here, but either I get an explanation right now or you are headed straight for
the brig. No need for threat, Captain. My mission here is finished, and I can answer all your questions now. You see, my people have a long history of suspicion and paranoia, which has led to an equally long history of wars. Big wars, small wars, but mainly civil wars that started when our government failed to live up to a promise. Once my people find someone to blame, that someone usually ends up dead.
Great. So what does that have to do with us?
About 200 years ago, we first picked up communications from other worlds. We kept the specifics quiet for the reasons I told you before. But then it hit us. Aliens, or outsiders, as my people call your kind, were the perfect scapegoats for our internal problems.
Then the sightings, the evidence, it was all created by you. You set us up.
I assure you it was nothing personal. We chose a race at random. It happened to be yours. Once we decided which race to use, we used it to create a consistent field to the sightings, which we staged and then adamantly denied afterwards.
The more you make a big deal out of denying something, the more people think it must be true.
Exactly. Once we created this conspiracy, we could relax. When the budget is cut, why, it must be the aliens. When something goes wrong, it's those damned outsiders again. You pulled all the strings. We are just innocent puppets forced to obey. Since they can't get to you, and we're not to blame, well, We haven't had a single civil war since we instituted this new policy. Not a one.
Then why go after Dukani?
A conspiracy needs true believers out to unmask it, and true believers need to feel persecuted. We don't want him dead. We need him alive to feed the fire, keep alive the story that all our problems are being caused by aliens. That's what led us here. Lately, he's been feeling frustrated. Nothing ever leads anywhere. So we let him get this far, and we're about to stage an event that would revive his interest.
We intercepted his distress signals.
Precisely. We never imagined we'd run into the real thing, but it worked beautifully. Now, he's even more convinced we're working together. You've done us a great service. Well, I must be going. My work is done. One thing I must say. In order to create the illusion of interference by your race, I had to study your culture very carefully. It has much to commend it. Pizza. Ice cream. It's all become quite addictive. Goodbye, Captain. Thanks for all your help.
Approaching coordinates.
Are you sure this is where the alien ship was headed?
Aye, sir. We tracked Kendar's transmissions as he left. The readings are accurate to within 15,000 clicks.
Good. Jump to normal space.
Aye, sir. Jump to normal space.
Outstanding, Lieutenant. Just within firing range.
Sir, we're not going to...
Attack? Negative. The only thing that we're going to attack is a lie. I've loaded up 20 of our planetary surface probes with the latest version of the Interstellar Encyclopedia and the full record of everything that happened here after Kendar and the others came aboard. We're going to blow this so-called conspiracy wide open. Program the controls to set the probes down in safe areas near major population centers. Don't want anybody getting flattened when they land.
Aye, sir. Probes away, sir.
Good. That should cause quite a stir when they find out what's really been going on.
But can I ask? Why?
Maybe because this whole thing offends my sense of honesty. Maybe because sooner or later we'll have official contact with these people, and I don't want Earth being blamed for something that we didn't do. But mainly, I don't like being played with, used, or manipulated, and this should communicate that lesson very clearly.
There are probably some who'll say that by doing this, we're interfering with their culture.
Probably. Screw them. We let the truth back into the room, Lieutenant, and the truth can take care of itself. Comm is yours. Jump back to hyperspace. Continue on course to the next target.
Aye, sir. And where will you be?
I'm going where I can feel the wind on my face for a while.